1:9 mentions if those who obey not the gospel shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. And Revelation 14:10-11 says, and the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night. You have to exist to have no rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then Revelation 20:13, death and hell deliver up the dead that are in them. And the word hell there is the word Sheol, the current hell, delivers up the dead that are in them. Well, you have to exist to be in them. Mm-hmm. And then they're all judged at the great white throne judgment at the last day. And then they're cast into the lake of fire.
That was prepared for the devil and his angels, but that will catch all those who through rebellion refuse to repent.
Right.
All right. You have done, a masterful job in your book, 23 Questions About Hell. We haven't covered all the questions, but a lot of them. And you're just going to want to get a hold of this. What a handbook this is going to be, a helpful tool. It also includes a DVD with Bill's amazing story and the lessons he learned from his visit to hell. Your gift of $16 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith, friends, to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. And let's delve back into the scriptures and find out what Jesus really said about hell.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the first half hour, they're going to be the views of Sharon Harris, and we're going to be talking about Heart and Body Extract. Hi, Sharon. How are we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. We're trying to get your guest with us, Al Copeland, but we'll have him here very soon. Well, how are things doing as far as Heart and Body Extract? Are you still getting increased sales across the world?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We are increasing sales. We, you know, add a few different venues and reach more people, and then people tell other people. So it's growing nicely. And even with the more warmer months, summer months, we're doing very well and, you know, helping a lot of people. So. Yes.
Oh, well, it looks like we just got an answering machine with Al, so I guess you're going to have to carry the program yourself. But that's all right. We don't have any difficulty with that. Now, you do have a lot of other products besides Heart and Body Extract, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we do have a whole line of different formulas. We have actually 19 different formulas. I'd be an idea to try him again because he's actually really reliable. I'm surprised that he's not answering. You have the right number, I hope?
Well, I don't know, but my my producer this evening is my wife, so she's pretty reliable.
Of course she is, yeah. And when I talked to the sister earlier, she did repeat it twice. Maybe just ask her to try again.
I'll ask her to try one more time.
Sure. That'd be awesome.
But he gave his name on the phone, so we know we have the right number, so we'll just try him again.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's tell our listeners a little bit about, about some of the other items that you have besides Heart and Body Extract, although certainly Heart and Body Extract's a major product you sell, isn't it?
Yes, Heart and Body Extract is the major product that we sell. We actually sell many thousands of bottles of that. The other formulas are all really good. Every single one of them are very effective, but it kind of is, you know, depends on what you're promoting and what you're letting people first know about.
Well, we'll stick right then. We use Heart and Body Extract, and of course, this is, you actually discovered this really on yourself, didn't you, after you'd had some heart problems?
Yes, that's right. Back 11 years ago, I had a number of different problems. I had very high blood pressure. It was 160 over 110. I also had congestive heart failure problems. My ankles and my feet were very swollen. I was very tired. I was very lethargic. I had a large heart. And at the same time, I had skipping beats, irregular heartbeats, palpitations, these type of problems all at the same time. And the high blood pressure was really quite annoying. It could cause me severe headaches, and then I would have nosebleeds, and it would be quite embarrassing. You could be sitting in the or standing in the bank. I remember actually that happening one time in the lineup, and all of a sudden my nose starts to bleed very inappropriately at that time. So with my different problems, I was quite worried, I was stressed, I was in some pain and fear and just not feeling very well at all. And I had searched and searched and searched for something to help myself, but it was very difficult to find something effective that would work. So
hold that thought for a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24 Liberty. If you have a question for Sharon, our telephone number is 1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295. You have a question or comment for Sharon.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Sharon Harris from Heart and Body Extract. She was just telling us about all the symptoms and problems she had, and they just plagued her and Sydney with... it certainly sounds like she had congestive heart failure because, of course, after she had taken the conventional treatment, she had tremendous diuresis. In other words, got rid of a lot of accumulated fluid, but she was just miserable with that. And that's when she turned to herbal remedies. And people basically have forgotten that before we had all of the modern-day medications, all the modern-day expensive medications now that cost a small fortune, that have so many complications, that, of course, before we had these modern medicines, people used herbs, and many of them got by quite well. Now, there are occasional, certainly the advent of antibiotics was amazing. That was a great thing, but there were a lot of herbs that were around, had been used for thousands of years, and found to be effective. Now, would you mind once again just telling our listeners what is in Heart and Body Extract? And if you have a question out there, if you have a comment, if you've used the product, you like it, why give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But once again, let's list the herbs that are in Heart and Body Extract.
Sure. What it has for the ingredients is garlic, hawthorn berries. I'll back up a little bit. I'll kind of explain a little bit about what each herb does. So garlic will help to thin the blood. It also helps to clean the blood. It helps to support healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels already within the normal range. Now, hawthorn berry is a very old herb. It's been around for many thousands of years. It's a very good general heart and circulatory tonic. And it's also helpful for balancing the blood pressure and helping blood sugar levels at the normal range. Coleus, now that's a really good formula ingredient. It has a 3,000-year history, and that's very supportive for a strong heart to give it strength. And it's something that they used to use in the older days for mild congestive heart failure. So that's one reason why we have that in there, is because it's helpful for strengthening the heart. What else do we have? Coleus, motherwort. Motherwort. Motherwort is an excellent formula to help with the circulatory system. It also helps to prevent excess platelet aggregation. Next, we have bilberry. Bilberry is very helpful for eyesight. We have ginger in the formula. Ginger is great for the circulatory system, especially in the extremities. So very, very good for the circulatory system, circulation. We have in the formula kelp. Kelp will help to support a healthy thyroid gland. And the thyroid's amazing. Gland, it has a lot of influences throughout the whole body, including the heart functions. So if you have a healthy thyroid, it is related to having a healthy heart. So that's an important ingredient. And then we have cayenne pepper in the formula. Cayenne pepper is great for the circulatory system throughout the whole body, from the top of the head to the bottom of the toes. And it also is a very good synergizer of the whole formula. It makes the whole formula work very well together in synergy and balance. So all of the ingredients are organic or well-crafted, and the formula itself is a liquid. People take drops at a time. So let's say a person's 150 pounds. They would take 15 drops morning, afternoon, evening, whatever suits the schedule. Let's say they were 200 pounds, they would take 20 drops three times a day, and so on, depending on the weight. The formula is very suitable for all ages. We have very young people, not that many. I mean, when you're dealing with people that are striving to be more healthy, it's the young that usually are more protected. Youth gives people the ability to get away with quite a bit, but as the time ticks on, as we get older, what happens is our need for calories does not increase, but the need for nutrition definitely does increase. And by not having enough nutrition or the right things, the right balance, what can happen is your body doesn't get enough what it needs, and then it starts to break down slowly, and this is where people start getting problems. So after age 35, 40, especially after age 40, 45, that's when the need for nutrition really, really increases, and people need to supplement to be able to have the type of health and vitality and energy and stamina that they would take for granted in the 20s and in the teens.
And, of course, you ordinarily take this by putting the drops under your tongue so you get the direct absorption. You can, I mean, traditionally you take a pill and you swallow the pill, but then it's got to go through your, the covering of the pill has to dissolve, and then it has to get into your system through your intestines. Whereas, basically, if you put this under your tongue because of the rich number of veins, the frequency of the veins down there, and they're really, you could just put your tongue up and you can actually see those veins, why it goes directly through the wall of the blood vessels, directly into your blood supply, and it affects that way rather than have to go through your intestine, then go through your liver, and a lot of it will be, detoxified or certainly chemically altered in the process. So here you're getting the product directly into the blood supply. Do you think that's a real advantage?
Yeah, I think our formula really stands out there in the marketplace, and it really is very unique. Most of the supplements that are out there are capsules and tablets, and they really don't have the absorption as compared to liquids. The absorption would be like 35-40% at the most with the capsules and tablets. With the liquid, it would be like 98%. It's very, very high absorption. The other thing that Heart Body is very unique in is that it's an organic, well-crafted herbal formula. There's no fillers, there's no chemicals, there's no herbicides, no pesticides. There's nothing but pure in the formula. And when it comes to nutrition, that's what the body's needing. It is needing pure nutrition. And the fact of the matter is, it's organic and wild-crafted are much, much, much more powerful in terms of the therapeutic benefits of the nutrition as compared to anything that was grown with, pesticides. It's not a good thing to take. No.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Sharon, Sharon, why don't you get out your telephone number, get out your website so people would know how to get in touch with you and try Heart and Body Extract.
Sure. Okay. The website is heartandbody.com. Again, heartandbody.com. And our phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305.
All right. Now, I bet you get a lot of emails and other communications from people all over the world, don't you, as a result of making this product available?
Yes, indeed. We have many thousands of customers. We've actually been in business for 11 years, and we have customers all over the place, mostly in the United States. So I would say, a great lion's share of our clientele in the United States. We do have a lot of clients in the UK. That would be another popular place. Also Australia, New Zealand, the different places like China, Malaysia, Japan, India. Those are quite common too. It's, you know, it's quite amazing that people from all over the world, with the power of the internet, they can listen to Dr. Stan and hear you many thousands of miles away. Log on to the website, click, and see our website, read about it, and then order online. So it's really amazing. We are in wonderful times that way with the technology, so that you can reach out to lots of people all over the place.
Well, one of the things, if you can't remember Heart and Body Extract, just go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, and you'll see on the front page, the home page, a list of the products of people who actually help Radio Liberty. And as you go down, you'll see Heart and Body Extract. You can just go ahead and click on that, and it'll take you directly to Sharon's page. And it'll take you, of course, to the page of the other people who do help us. But we appreciate so much Sharon helping to support Radio Liberty and keep this program coming to you all across the world. Well, Sharon, certainly, as far as the product itself is concerned, it has a very unusual taste. It takes a while to get sort of used to it, doesn't it? Certainly, this is what I found. After a while, you sort of get used to almost get looking forward to that cayenne the taste.
That's right. The taste, when we created it, Greg and I said to Greg, I don't care what it tastes like. What I care about is the result. The taste is secondary. Just have it work and make sure it's safe. So those are the priorities. Results, safety, taste. We weren't going to sugarcoat it to taste good because we want it to work. So that's the foundation.
It really does. You sort of look forward to getting this all the time.
Well, that's right. It's an acquired taste, and a lot of people embrace it quite well.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the pig pack plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, our guest is Sharon Harris, and we're talking about Heart and Body Extract, and Sharon will be with us a few minutes more. And she's just saying that Sydney, that she's actually given this to her. Was it your cat or was it a dog?
Yeah, cat, an elderly cat with congestive heart failure. He actually, you know, it helped with his angina attack. He had angina, and he also had, a swollen, enlarged heart. So it did help him. He lived a really long life. We had him on the Heart and Body probably about 7 or 8 years before his passing. So I believe, I really do, that it contributed a lot to his longevity. And we've had, other customers mention how well their dogs are doing and their cats are doing on the farm. So keep that in mind. It's perfectly fine for pets who want to mix it with water, the Heart and Body. Let's say a pet weighs 20 pounds. You would put 2 drops with 1 mil of water and then open up their mouth, put the head back, and then the liquid would go down their throat, and do it 3 times a day, and seems to really help with pets. The formula is also really good for elderly people. We have a lot of folks on the formula in the 80s, 90s, not that many in the hundreds, but a few. But many, 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 many customers in the 80s and 90s. So it really helps with vitality and energy and helping to sleep better and helping to keep healthy. So age is not a restriction on the formula. I think that's a common question. Well, my mom is 95. Is it safe for her? Oh, yes, it's perfectly safe for her.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, just give us a call. But once again, I want you, of course, to get your website out and your telephone number.
Okay, the phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, and the website is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com.
And once again, if you can't remember that, just go to our homepage for RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And scroll down and you'll see that a banner to Heart and Body. All you have to do is click on that. You go directly to Sharon's homepage and voila, through the miracle of the internet, you'll be in touch with it. Well, Sharon, thank you very much for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to have open lines this next half hour. So if there's something you would like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, they tell us that, well, isn't it wonderful? They elected a moderate regime over there in Greece, so there's nothing to worry about. Certainly, they're certainly not going to drop out of the European currency. Well, let me explain to you, ladies and gentlemen. They rig elections. I mean, you don't really think we have honest elections throughout the world. That idea of democracy, this is simply to make you believe that we have representative government. We have an elite that runs the world, and as we pointed out to you, when there was problems with the Greek government, why, somebody simply appointed a new premier for Greece. His name was Papademos. Now, who was this gentleman? The name doesn't mean much to you, but he's a member of the European branch of the Trilateral Commission, probably not a more than 100, 125 people in all of Europe are members of the Trilateral Commission, and they just happened, just by chance, happened to pick one of those people. How did they pick him? Why, he was just picked. We don't know who picked him. They picked him, and suddenly he was the premier of Greece, until, of course, he was replaced in this last election by somebody else that they had predetermined who is going to keep Greece in the European Union. But it's all about the United States of Europe. And then, of course, they were having problems in Italy. So somebody picked a new premier. His name was Mario Monti. And, of course, who was he? He was a member of the Trilateral Commission. And basically, we only have probably 80 members of the Trilateral Commission in the United States, probably 100 in North America, but about 80 in the United States, and certainly 12 of those were surrounded Barack Obama. You can go back, and of course, Jimmy Carter was president. He had about 270 members of the CFR and Trilateral Commission in his administration, and Ronald Reagan criticized that. Well, then, of course, Ronald Reagan became president. He was forced to take George Herbert Walker Bush, a member of the Trilateral Commission, as his vice president. They simply told him,
"Hi, this is George Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement.
Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were just saying that this, when Jimmy Carter was the president, why he had about 270 members of the CFR and Trilateral Commission in his administration, and Ronald Reagan was very critical of that, and he talked about how he would never have the Trilateral Commission dominate his administration, and yet when after George Herbert Walker Bush, a member of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Bilderbergs, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, all these secret societies. He was deeply involved with Masonry. When George Herbert Walker Bush was forced in I don't think Ronald Reagan wanted George Herbert Walker Bush, but he was given an offer he couldn't refuse, just like the mafia does. And basically, when you are told by the elite what you will do it or you will risk your life. And so Ronald Reagan appointed George Herbert Walker Bush as vice president. George Herbert Walker Bush take control then of the transition team and all of the people in the Reagan administration, and voila, about 270 members of the CFR and Trilateral Commission in the Reagan administration. And it's been like that ever since then. And don't think for one minute that we have a two-party system. We have a one-party system. And when you try to get a third party, of course, it's usually rigged or infiltrated, as are most of the organizations. When Ross Perot decided to run as an independent, certainly in what was about 1988, why, of course, they put a contract out on his life. If you have not heard my interviews, my four-tape set, four-CD set, the Deadly Assassins, we actually have an interview with a man who had the contract to kill Ross Perot. He didn't do it, and as a result, Chip Tatum has disappeared, and certainly I haven't heard from him since then. I have heard that he did live for a while, but he hasn't been heard from for many years. That his name was Chip Tatum, and you can, I'm sure, probably pull something down off the internet on him, but we do have my interview with Chip Tatum, who was actually contracted to kill Ross Perot and his family, which is why Ross Perot dropped out of the election. I think it was 1988. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about something imaginary. I'm talking about something very, very real. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But certainly I was simply pointing out that if you think that we have honest elections, if you think this election with Greece was certainly a cliffhanger, what's going to happen? Ladies and gentlemen, there's no way they were going to let Greece drop out of the European Union, because of course they've been working for centuries to bring about a United States of Europe to join together with the United States of Africa and Asia. And it's all about uniting the world. But if you're going to have a one world government, all the governments have to be involved. You can't have a bunch of people who will not go along with this, because, of course, if there was any place like that in the world, responsible people would go there. People don't want to be ruled by a ruling oligarchy. But this has been the plan going back all the way to Nimrod, who tried to unite the world, and God intervened and actually prevented them from building the Tower of Babel and dispersed the people throughout the world, because God did not want the whole world to be united at that time. I don't think he wants the whole world to be united today, but of course the followers of God's adversary Lucifer are doing everything they can to unite the world. And when you understand that, of course, because so much of what's going on today does make sense, and this is why America has their troops stationed in 130 nations. This is why we have 800 to 900 foreign bases all throughout the world. The only person who had the courage to talk about that was Ron Paul. He talked about his campaign, and he was consistently lambasted by certainly the entire media, and unfortunately, why, of course, most people do not understand that Ron Paul's political campaign was infiltrated. In fact, it was very interesting. I went up on Google today and looked up, Ron Paul's political campaign infiltrated. And why do I make that statement? Because I talked to people at the upper echelons of his political campaign. It was very obvious that they had no intention of trying to get him before the people who would support him, people like those of you out there listening to my program. So I've made that comment a number of times, and I'm firmly convinced I'm correct, that there are people who have infiltrated the Ron Paul campaign. You'll find out that this is a number of notations up there on Google, but of course most of them refer to me. Now, fortunately, there is a group of lawyers there who are bringing some legal cases having to do with what's going to happen when, of course, they have the convention to nominate the Republican candidate for the presidency, and we'll be having those people on with us, people from that, lawyers for Ron Paul. And they have some fascinating information, and they have a program, and I think that they certainly are deserving of our support. Well, let's go to Frank, who's calling from Wyoming. And if you're out there and you have something you'd like to say, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But remember, Barack Obama is a globalist, but then so is Romney. Barack Obama wants socialized medicine. Well, that's what Romney Care was, certainly in Massachusetts. Barack Obama certainly wants ever bigger government. Romney is certainly not going to seriously cut the size of our government. He has always been a liberal. He's trying to pretend to be a conservative now, but it's all play acting. And I will tell you that certainly when I had Kathy O'Brien as a guest, and she one day, and of course Kathy O'Brien was a victim of CIA mind control and sexual perversion and was used as a sex slave, but when Kathy O'Brien was a guest on one of my programs and casually mentioned that she had met Mitt Romney many years ago when she was 9 years old and was on at a meeting put on by the CIA where I'm sure she was molested like all the other little girls. Why, of course, Mitt Romney was there, and her impression at the time was he was under CIA mind control. And you'd be amazed at all the attacks that came on me. They're sitting up on the Internet. You can see some of those about Mitt Romney under CIA mind control, or put down Kathy O'Brien. But that really was like putting a stick into a hornet's nest. Somebody certainly didn't want that information out. Well, listen, and I don't whether it's true or not, all I know is I talked to Kathy afterwards, and she said, look, I remember what happened. Some of the details, this was a long time ago. I was 9 years old at the time, but he was there. Well, anyway, we've got a caller, Frank from Wyoming. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Frank, What would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, you kind of struck a chord there, Dr. Stan. Greetings from Cheyenne, Wyoming. My latest column in our Liberty's Torch newspaper in Cheyenne is on election fraud, electronic election fraud. And I like to encourage everybody to go up to the internet, and if you type in Liberty's Torch, one word, .us, you will find the website. And I have run down a bunch of stuff on electronic vote fraud, which our county clerk has decided to go to all electronic voting in this next election, which has a multi-million dollar sales tax issue on there. And this is how they fix elections, is with electronic vote fraud.
And I'm sure you're absolutely right, because you have no way of being sure it's honest. And they will say, you've got to trust us. Why should we trust them? The only way you can be sure you're getting honest voting is to have paper ballots that are counted by hands several times. And if there's a question, you go back and recount them. You can't do that with the electronic voting machines, and they will not let you have them checked. You can actually change the electronic voting machines in a few minutes. And yet the American people are so gullible, they honestly think, well, we have to trust them. No, we don't have to trust them. You can't trust them, because the future of this nation and the future of our children and our children's children and the heritage of America is at stake. And we're dealing with evil and wicked people who hire professional assassins, who send our boys off overseas to fight in no-win wars, who are doing everything they can to bankrupt our nation, to destroy the moral fabric of our society, to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation. And we should trust these people? Thank you, Frank. Thank you for actually writing your article. What sort of response have you gotten from it?
Oh, well, it hasn't hit the streets. It's probably up on the internet now, but the new issue will come out like first Friday in July. But it wouldn't matter, Doc, if we put the Apostle Paul in charge, because still a Judas could sneak in and change the vote. It doesn't matter who's in charge. And one of the points I made in my column is I'm not trying to impugn the honesty of anybody from the Secretary of State on down to the county clerk. You know, I will accept their honesty. The thing is, the system itself is able to be corrupted, and there be no trace of it whatsoever. And so they will never know who fixed it and what percentage, if they switched the results, if they just added a percentage here or took away a percentage there. I mean, electronic voting is so dangerous, and this comes from the federal government, from the Motor Voter Act under Clinton, I think it was 93, and then the 2002 Help America Vote Act. Now, the federal government has nothing to do with state voting. In fact, I have a quote in there from a Federalist paper, number 59, that Hamilton wrote about how absurd this would be if the federal government ever tried to dictate voting methods to the state. They have, and they've corrupted it. They bribed our state with $20 million. Now, we've got 400,000 people in the state of Wyoming. There's 40,000 people in this county around Cheyenne, Wyoming County. There is no reason in the world to have electronic voting unless it is to rig the election. 40,000 registered voters, and they don't all vote, of course, you know that. I mean, come on, the difference might be we get the results at 9 o'clock or we get the results at 9:30. It doesn't matter. The only reason to have it is to rig the election. And there's been evidence of that in this county already. And people go for the touch screen instead of paper ballots. Now, they've done away with paper ballots unless you request a absentee ballot, which I'm encouraging everybody to do in order that there be a paper trail. But this is how they manipulate us. I mean, the fix is in. I mean, it is just absolutely in.
And not only that, but even if you have a paper ballot, they ordinarily count those paper ballots, at least here where we are, by an electronic machine. And basically, you don't know how that machine has been programmed. Everything is a matter of perception. Most people have accepted for a long period of time that we had honest voting. And I think when I was young, we did have honest voting. We had paper ballots that were counted by hand. Now they have paper ballots that are either counted by machines or certainly sometimes they just have voting machines, and it's all done electronically. But the important thing is that they're counted by a machine. You have no means of checking. They say, oh, well, we checked a certain number of those just to make sure that it was being done right. But we don't know that it's done right. And why would we think that the Secretary of State or that the county clerks who are handling the elections would be any more honest? I had a friend of mine, and he worked on this, and he put together a number of movies on elections, and he went over to Monterey County and spent some time over there with the county clerk, and he said, how do we know that the voting is honest? The county clerk said, you have to trust us. Well, that sounded pretty good. Only about 3 or 4 months later, they found out that the county clerk was stealing money. Had stolen $100,000. This is the county clerk in Monterey County. They gave him a little slap on the wrist, and he lost his job. But his reply was, you've got to trust us. You've got to trust us. I had a friend of mine, Joan Paris, who ran for state assembly. And, of course, in that specific reason, when she went to bed on the election night, she had a 2-1 Sunday lead over her opponent. When she woke up in the morning, her opponent had a 2-1 lead against her. And she just simply dropped out after that because she knew the vote was rigged. But then what can you do about it? The average American cannot believe that they rig votes in America, but why wouldn't you? And when we've taken God and prayer and right and wrong out of our schools, we have an immoral society. Why should we be surprised if there is no right and there is no wrong and we're not answerable to God, that anybody would act, normally or morally? And we see, of course, the progressive moral breakdown of our society. And I share your concern, Frank, and thank you so much for writing about this, and I hope people will go to your website. Once again, how can they reach you?
It's libertytorch.us.
And do you actually listen to our program up there, our morning program in Wyoming, don't you, Frank?
Yes, I can get KHNC on the AM radio 1360. In the morning, and I listen to you in the morning, and then I listen to you in the evening on shortwave.
Well, for those of you in Wyoming, that's KHNC 1360 out of Johnstown, Colorado, and we have amazing outreach, and I've done that program for a decade, and what we need to do is just reach more and more people. Do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Well, I just watched Charlie Daniels' film Behold a Pale Horse last night. Saw you in it, and Satya did very well on explaining the dangers of Agenda 21, and we're getting ready to start distributing that DVD up here in the Cheyenne area. In the last 7 years, Doc, we put out 20,000 DVDs.
Well, I just hope the people up there, I mean, you've got a fairly conservative state, and we've got to get the conservative states, because every conservative state, even though there are not that many people in it, they have 2 United States senators. And we need people going back to Washington, D.C., who believe in America and are willing to take a stand for it. The question is, are there enough people out there in the listening audience who believe in it, who get in and support people are willing to risk their lives? Because believe me, you go to Washington, D.C. and you do the right thing, you are risking your life. We'll be back in just a moment here. Hang on if you want to, Frank. To wrap up tonight's program, we got a great program next hour.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. To Stan and Sydney, we will be talking on the 5th of July in Southern California in Huntington Beach to the Eagle Forum there. We'll be talking on the 15th of September in a suburb of Denver, Colorado. And then, of course, we'll be having our all-day conference here on the 21st of October. Right now, we're lining up what I think is going to be a great list of speakers. We're not going to have a lot of speakers because I would far rather hear one speaker who would actually talk certainly for an hour and a half and really get his ideas over than a couple of speakers or three speakers each with half an hour. I want people to get the ideas and be able to develop them. And so basically we did this at our last Radio Liberty conference. And we were very, very pleased with the response, and I think the people were as well. So if you'd like information on certainly the talk we're giving in Huntington Beach on the 5th of July, the talk we're giving in Denver, Colorado, a suburb of Denver on the 15th of September, or our regular conference here on the 21st of October, you can certainly go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, or you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know more about the Trilateral Commission and certainly the occult organizations which dominate the world today, certainly we have a talk. It's called The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. And we simply list a lot of the organizations that are involved in this satanic conspiracy, and it is a satanic conspiracy. So that's The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. We recommend that talk to you. And then, of course, we have the talk on population control, a covert agenda, and they've already killed billions of people or prevented the births of billions of people. These people know exactly what they're doing. They openly talk about what they're doing. Talk about criminal activity. We worry about some coach from the University of Pennsylvania, but of course we never talk about these people responsible for the murder or suppression of birth of billions of people. some of our most stalwart citizens involved in this genocidal agenda. And you can hear, listen to my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide. That's None Dare Call It Genocide, or our latest talk, Population Control, the Covert Agenda. And then, of course, we, Chris, want you to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our talks on the Dark Secret and the Forbidden Secret, the DVDs, and, of course, and you can get the syllabuses to go with that. We do hope, of course, you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. We have a couple of another new DVD. It's called The Dangerous Deception, and basically it's the interview I did with Norman Dodd in 1980. We just never got around to putting it onto film, but it is on film, and it's included along with my description of what I've learned over the last 50 years, so you don't have to make all the mistakes I did. And honestly, I certainly point out the fact that this whole threat of communism is as phony as a $3 bill. If communism's the enemy, then why are we transferring our manufacturing to communist China? Why do we give them all sorts of special economic deals? Why do we bring their products into the United States without tariff, and we let them put all sorts of tariffs onto our products? Why do we have a $500 billion trade deficit every year, and America's wealth is being systematically sent overseas? Because the plan is to lower our living standards, to ship our wealth overseas, and to impoverish the American people. But nobody's going to tell you the truth about what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-829. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So please, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grieg, who is former senior editor of the New American Magazine. Now he's the managing director of Republic Magazine. He has his own blog. He's a prolific writer. He's written a number of books. He does write the Radio Liberty monthly newsletter. And William, it's time to get another newsletter out here. But anyway, because what are we going to be talking about tonight? Oh, let's see. We got to get this. Oh, I thought we had William on the line. I guess we don't. Well, hopefully he'll be here before very long. Well, anyway, William is certainly one of our favorite guests, and we always look forward to having him on the line. Hi, William. What are we going to be talking about?
Dr. Stan, it's a pleasure to be back with you again. I really appreciate your patience and indulgence last week when I was dealing with some kind of anomalous summer cold that left me devoid of voice. And thankfully, things have gotten a little bit better. Once again, I really do appreciate the fact that you were able to accommodate my situation last week. One of the things we have to talk about, of course, is the rise of rampant and impenitent lawlessness on the part of the people who rule us and those who serve the people who rule us. This is a subject we talk about consistently, but it's one that we cannot exhaust, unfortunately, because when will and connections replace law as the operative principle of society, then you're left in the situation best described by Paul Craig Roberts as two classes of society, one whom the law doesn't restrain and the other whom the law doesn't protect. And there are so many illustrations that we could describe and lay out to impress this upon our audience this evening, and so many variations on this theme, but I think that a really good place to start would be with the story that was in Newsweek just recently about the case of James Whitey Bulger. We've talked about that before, but what's really interesting, and I'm just going to paraphrase this briefly by way sort of as an overture to our discussion this evening, is the fact that the federal prosecutors have gone jurisdiction shopping in order to hold the trial in Massachusetts on the basis of a handful of murder charges. Bear in mind, there are scores of murders this guy was connected to while he was a protected FBI informant for decades. And John Connolly, the FBI agent who had been in charge of the organized crime division in Boston, is now in prison. He's in prison because he had accepted bribes and facilitated murders in and around Boston. And, of course, the murder spree extended as far west as Tulsa. What's happened is that there are historic murders going back to the 1960s in which a couple of protected informants who were associated with Whitey Bulger murdered a couple of people who had run afoul of the mafia. And there were two people who were set up to take the fall for those murders who spent 31 years in prison. And you had probably a dozen federal prosecutors and two or three federal judges who were involved in the conscious railroading of these two innocent people to serve time for murders committed by protected FBI informants. Some of them went on to high echelon positions in the Justice Department, but they're all still alive. They're all being protected in the prosecution of Whitey Bulger. And it's just a really good illustration of the consummate lawlessness that characterizes the so-called Justice Department, the small but the telling one. And the FBI is up to its neck in it.
Well, it really is such a tragic, tragic story. And it was not only that Whitey Bulger was killing people, he was torturing them to death.
Yeah.
He tortured many of these people to death while under the protection of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And who investigates the Federal Bureau? Nobody is allowed to. And this has been as corrupt since the days when J. Edgar Hoover was there and long before. Go ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, our guest this evening is William Craig, and simply talk about the story of Whitey Bulger. I don't know, certainly I've read a lot about this. I almost feel like I knew Whitey Bulger, having read so much about him. Basically, he was a mafia figure, and he had started out working for the CIA and LSD experiments, and then, of course, he, as a member of the Boston Mafia, was cultivated by the FBI and was used as an informant on the other members of the mafia. While under FBI protection, he tortured and killed at least 20 people with the full knowledge of the FBI, who covered for him under all sorts of circumstances, who sent innocent people to prison, convicted of crimes that they knew Whitey Bulger committed. Now, there's an FBI agent who's sitting in prison because, of course, he was taking all sorts of presents from Whitey Bulger, who was very generous with the money he gave to FBI agents, but then FBI agents gave him a free pass in the name of controlling the mafia. You do not control the mafia by employing the mafia. No. Why is this going on? Why did it happen? Well, of course, William Craig pointed out that when he was young in the conservative movement, like most of us, he looked upon J. Edgar Hoover as a hero because J. Edgar Hoover was an anti-communist and would tell us how terrible communism was. But J. Edgar Hoover absolutely refused to go after the mafia and the Casa Nostra. He said there was no mafia, or at least organized a crime in that sense in the United States. Anybody who talked about this mafia that spread across our nation, coordinated its efforts, was simply not telling the truth. Why did J. Edgar Hoover do that? Well, for several reasons. First of all, he was a 33rd degree Mason, so he had no moral foundation. But second, he was a homosexual, and basically they had the goods on him, and they did not want the information out. There's a recent movie put out by Clint Eastwood going into J. Edgar Hoover, and he very delicately, but very kindly, presents the fact that it should be very obvious that J. Edgar Hoover was a homosexual. Here was a man who headed the most powerful police organization in the United States till the time of his death, an organization that covered for the mafia for many years, eventually was forced by Bobby Kennedy, of all people, to actually go after the mafia. And I believe Bobby Kennedy paid for that with his life. They killed Bobby Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen. There's no question that Saran did not kill Bobby Kennedy. Somebody else did. And certainly, whether J. Edgar Hoover was involved, he certainly was well aware of that, and so many of the other things, the murder of Jack Kennedy, and he covered for that as well. And yet this is the man who is lionized by so many sincere conservatives in America. And sometimes I talk to old-line anti-communists, and I suggest that J. Edgar Hoover was not this knight in shining armor that we'd all been taught to believe. Why, they are furious. And yet there's been so much information come out about J. Edgar Hoover and his homosexuality and his covering for the mafia and, of course, his misdeeds, personal misdeeds, and if you study him, you find out this is true. And yet the average person has no idea. And I think J. Edgar Hoover is a prototype of so many people working at the highest levels of our government, of a corrupt government today. Go ahead.
I agree with that assessment. And I'd also like to point out that the FBI itself really is the oldest and perhaps the most fearsome of the political police agencies in existence presently. It actually antedates, if you go back to the origins of it as the Bureau of Investigation before it became the Federal Bureau of Investigation, it actually antedates the existence of the Soviet Cheka, which became the KGB and is now the FSB. And as we pointed out before, way back in 1994, on Independence Day, of all the most unsuitable dates, you had then FBI Director Louis Freeh and FSB or KGB Commissar Sergei Stepashin sign a document of cooperation at the Lubyanka Square headquarters of the KGB, where they still have a statue of Felix Dzerzhinsky standing out in front of the training center for the Soviet Russian secret police, the same facility that has the dungeon cellars where so many thousands of people were shot to death and otherwise disposed of during the purges of the Communist Party under Stalin in the 1930s, which was the least of the crimes committed by that organization. But the Bureau of Investigation actually started out as an agency tasked to investigate crimes in Oklahoma and other places where the federal government was exercising unconstitutional jurisdiction over land. And the federal government doesn't have any proper constitutional jurisdiction over land apart from the District of Columbia and a handful of facilities for the military and other entities of that sort that are directly under federal control. But yet, when Indian Territory was created as sort of the Siberia of North America for all the exiled American Indian tribes and communities that were being evicted from their lands, whether you're talking about the Plains Indians or, of course, the Cherokee who were sent on their Hegira, their Trail of Tears in the 1830s under Andrew Jackson, or the Poncas of Nebraska and Minnesota, or the Nez Perce of Idaho, they were all sent to Oklahoma because Oklahoma was desolate, not particularly farmable, arable, not particularly attractive. Then oil was discovered there. And suddenly you had a land patent and oil claim fraud being committed, a lot of it at the expense of Indians who supposedly were guaranteed their right to own what little land they've been given. Of course, it was a standard template of 19th century American history. The Indians were driven off land and then guaranteed a tract of land until something valuable was found there, whether it was furs or timber or gold or oil, and then suddenly the deal was renegotiated. Well, the Bureau of Investigation actually started out in Oklahoma in the late 19th and early 20th century as an investigative agency, and it was wildly corrupt. It was extravagantly corrupt. And Hoover was brought in as a clerk, essentially, and he became the keeper of the files. And he made himself indispensable because of his really compulsive and fastidious ability to collect and collate information. And he really did leave an impress on law enforcement and domestic intelligence that has been the model for pretty much every agency. Every police agency in this country of any size, I would assume that small municipal police departments might not qualify, and perhaps there are some rural sheriff's departments that are not part of this description. But practically every consequential police agency in this country is trained in the model of Hoover's FBI. And this is troublesome because he was the head of the political police and to some extent the secret police. And starting in the 1950s, the FBI got actively involved in disinformation activities for the purpose of suppressing, neutralizing politically troublesome internal elements on whatever point of the spectrum you want to choose, whether you're talking about left-wing dissidents and left-wing radicals, supposedly left-wing or pseudo-populist groups that are a little bit difficult to categorize, such as the Black Panthers, which did have some Maoist revolutionary elements in their makeup, but for the most part were essentially a combination of a street gang and quasi-self-defense organization. And, of course, the Ku Klux Klan, which had no useful and noticeable existence apart from the federal agents that infiltrated that organization and used it as a political foil. This all took place under the rubric of COINTELPRO, and the purpose of COINTELPRO, once again, was to maintain certain very usable controlled dissident groups to discredit certain movements and to stage phony or false flag operations for the purpose of advancing certain political agendas. That's something that Hoover did, and that's all the FBI has been involved in for the last decade, since September 11th. Practically the only thing the FBI has done has been to cultivate useful idiots, primarily among American Muslims, people who will chomp on a lure. They'll rise to a lure like a northern pike going after a fat fly, and they'll end up being used in these FBI choreographed phony terrorist schemes and plots. Some of these people are completely innocent. Some of them are people who harbor bad motives. They're all manipulable. And this is something that the FBI has been doing by way of creating this self-perpetuating industry of domestic so-called terrorism. They don't investigate crimes anymore. They instigate them. And, of course, the other thing that the FBI has been doing, and this is something that I've been investigating for a long time and have written about a little bit, is the so-called PATCON operation, which stands for Patriot Conspiracy. And that is the COINTELPRO, if you will, that targets patriots and conservatives, so-called extremist conservatives, so-called right-wing radicals. This has been going on for decades. I would be willing to wager that it is an outgrowth. If I've been able to confirm this yet, I've talked with Jesse Trenadu, and you've probably spoken with him as well about this, Dr. Stan.
Yes, this is a gentleman whose brother was beaten to death in
by the
jail
FBI.
And they killed him. They killed this young man, suddenly because they thought he had something to do with an extremist gang, which he didn't. But then they have covered for the people who killed him. And basically, they even lawsuit, the FBI lost that, and they got $1 million that was supposed to be given to the family. They've never done it. And, of course, the reason that they've never done it is because the media has covered up the story, but you can get it off the Internet. They murder people, and they get away with it stark-free. That is what's so unconscionable, and they have the full cooperation of the controlled media.
And in the case of Kenny Trenadu, the suspicion here was that he was somebody who could blow the whistle on what the FBI had done by way of helping to facilitate the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. And that's why they beat that man to death in the case of mistaken identity and then covered up the crime. They continue to cover up the crime now 17 years later.
And, of course, it's all, you know, never let the American people know. We've got to make them think that the FBI is a good organization. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a federal police force, and it is very little different at all than the Czech or any other totalitarian police force in the world today. And nobody wants to talk about J. Edgar Hoover being a homosexual and a pervert.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Yeah, go right ahead, William.
Well, what they're doing with Whitey Bulger actually is a very stark contrast with that. Just to paraphrase or to quote briefly from the Newsweek story, which is really quite remarkable. I was astounded that Newsweek, which is no longer is owned by the Washington Post Company. Of course, the Washington Post is the house organ of the KGB, might as well be the CIA. The Daily Beast now owns Newsweek. The Daily Beast is owned by, I believe, Tina Brown, who's a rather flighty and superficial person. So she's a little bit ahead of the Washington Post in that she has no obvious connection to the CIA. But what they say is the following. The evidence against Whitey, his name was actually James. Whitey has been his nickname for decades. The evidence against Whitey is formidable. Since he went on the run in January 1995, most of his closest associates have cut deals with the government and testified at various hearings and trials. They are likely to testify against Whitey at his trial. Any attempt to prosecute Bulger, however, is complicated by the fact that at the same time he was committing most of the alleged murders, he and his gangster partner, Steve Fleming, also known as the Rifleman, by the way, were also working as top informants for the FBI. It is Bulger's role as a government informant and the way that role was fostered, facilitated, and kept confidential by the vast array of public servants that has led many to suspect that the true nature of Bulger's criminal career will never be fully explored in a court of law. Actions taken since Whitey's arrest 1 year ago underscore those claims. The prosecution of Bulger is being carefully orchestrated since Harvey Silverglate, a renowned Boston criminal defense attorney and author who has written about the case. Parenthetically, Mr. Silverglate is the author of an indispensable book called Three Felonies a Day, which is a set of case studies illustrating the fact that the federal government, which only has constitutional permission to criminalize, I believe, three things. I believe treason, counterfeiting, and then piracy, if I remember correctly, has enacted so many so-called laws that each of us at any time could be arrested and prosecuted for violating three federal ordinances or enactments every single day. Each of us, in principle, commits three felonies a day by the strict definition of what the federal government presumes to call law. To continue now, Silverglate uses the word cover-up to describe the prosecution's motives, adding, if they wanted to convict Bulger swiftly, they could have tried him in California on gun possession charges. Would have been an open and shut case. He'd have received a 30-year sentence, or in Oklahoma where one of the murders occurred. They have the death penalty. But the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston is not about to let this case out from under its control, because the details might come out that show a pattern of secrecy and cover-up going back generations. The suspected cover-up kicked into gear last July when the U.S. Attorney's Office announced they had dropped all counts in the indictment except for the murder charges. It is in the public interest to protect public resources, both executive and judicial, by bringing the defendant to trial on the government's strongest case, said U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz, who declined to be interviewed, of course. Dropping the racketeering count would have had another benefit, greatly diminishing the possibility that Bulger's trial would explore how his racketeering career was underwritten in large part by the U.S. Department of Justice. One person who concurs with the cover-up theory is John Connolly, the former FBI man who was Bulger's case agent in the years that he was an informant. Since 2002, Connolly has been in prison on numerous charges stemming from his relationship with Bulger and Fleming, including a second-degree murder conviction. The Justice Department is going to do everything within its power to try to make sure the full story never comes out, says Connolly, via phone from a correctional facility in Chipley, Florida, where he is currently serving a 40-year sentence. Since Bulger's apprehension, Connolly has not granted any public interviews until now. It goes on to talk about the fact that Connolly had known Bulger and his family as a neighborhood figure in the southern part of Boston. He was a Southie, and he had somewhat admired Bulger at the time. But the point is that Connolly cultivated this relationship with Bulger because that was the secret to career advancement. He made cases on the basis of Bulger's evidence. He was being regularly fed intelligence in order to make this statistically impressive number of arrests of relatively minor figures. And Bulger was using the FBI, of course, to clean out the competition so he could consolidate his control over that part of the underworld in and around Boston. And so it was mutually beneficial for the career interests of both John Connolly and Whitey Bulger and Bulger's clique. And it was to the advantage of the FBI because that way, of course, they could expand their resources within the underworld in order to carry out all the myriad schemes that involve deniable assets and all kinds of wet work operations. I would be willing to bet that one of the reasons the cover-up is screwed down so tightly here is because we'd find out that some of the people targeted by Bulger's apparatus were people the government wanted to get rid of in order to protect certain undertakings that were consummately criminal and certain figures who were deeply implicated in all that criminal business.
Well, this is not a very, very nice story, but
no.
I think it's really is very, very accurate. And certainly, one of the assassins who went to carry out a lot of the murders for Whitey Bulger, I think he killed 12 or 14 people. He ended up getting 11 years in prison.
Unbelievable.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Understand, of course, William Greig is simply pointing out that this was a mafia killer. He was a hired killer, and actually I saw an interview with him, I think it was on 60 Minutes. William had read this man's autobiography, and where he talked about a certain moral compunctions that he had had. He was supposed to kill the man who was a radio talk show host or something, who was saying nasty things about the mafia, but he couldn't do it because, of course, he felt, the fellow was picking up his daughter at school, and he just didn't want to take a chance on murdering an innocent little girl, or she might be certainly hit by the bullet, or certainly it would be a terribly traumatic thing for her to see her dad killed. And then William, of course, uses the analogy, of course, of the military people, Americans working for our government, who, of course, will direct drones to kill people over in Afghanistan or in Iraq, and they'll kill a wedding party because they're told there may be somebody there. What's the difference between whether you're a mob hitman or you work for our government and you kill innocent civilians because you're ordered to do it? I mean, at least the mafia fellow had some moral compunctions about it. I wonder how many people in our own military, when they kill innocent civilians with drones and predator drones, are really concerned. And we say, well, it's not their fault. They're just doing what they're told. Ladies and gentlemen, when you kill people, you are morally responsible. If somebody gives you an order and it's wrong, you've got to have the courage to say it's wrong. But after all, when you take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our society, what's wrong with killing? What's wrong with killing people in Afghanistan? What's wrong with beating people to death? Like, of course, Jesse Trentito's brother, who was killed by the FBI, because they thought perhaps he had information that would be embarrassing to the FBI. They've covered this up for many years. But you can check this out on the Internet. Jesse Trentito's brother. The story is heartrending. And yet, of course, it'll never be covered on CBS or ABC or NBC, because the last thing they want the American people to understand is the criminal activity of the people who direct our own government. Go right ahead, William.
One of the things that you mentioned, Dr. Stan, is the code of, I believe it's pronounced Omerta, which is the code of silence supposed to govern the underworld activities of people who are part of La Cosa Nostra, this thing of ours. And there is still, of course, a residual Italian mob, and there are more ruthless criminal syndicates that have been imported to this country. I think perhaps the most troublesome one is the Russian mafia, which is basically a strategic program of the KGB that went into business for itself. I mean, that's what Vladimir Putin's background is. St. Petersburg, back when it was called Leningrad, he was actually in charge of working out the business arrangements in the underground economy. And, of course, you have a black market economy. Every time you have a command and control system, there's always a black market. And some elements of the black market are simply business people who are trying to use price calculations and market signals to meet demand. And other people in the black market are parasitical opportunists who are criminals who have absolutely no devotion to anything other than extracting maximum advantage for themselves, irrespective of the costs that are paid by the people on the other end of the transaction. In other words, hoodlums and thugs and mafiosi. Well, the hoodlums and thugs, the mafiosi in Russia for decades have been controlled by their secret police, just as in this country, the most fearsome elements are controlled by our secret police. Just as the FBI has its own seraglio of hoodlums, hitmen, and gangsters, and the CIA has its own harem of the same, the KGB, of course, has surrounded itself with concubines of the organized crime underworld. They've been transported into this country over the last 20 or 30 years, and many of them work hand in nail with the FBI as well. But there was, of course, this code of omerta among the Italian mob, and you got a very similar thing with respect to what is called official secrecy here in the United States regarding the public acts of the criminal syndicate that rules us when you're talking about the drone program, for instance. You have these morally idiotic fools like Representative Peter King from New York, who recently took part in a debate on a television program on CNN, if memory serves, over the use of drone strikes. The first thing he said was, well, officially I can't acknowledge that we have a drone program. And you have the same disclaimer being issued by other policymakers when they go on television or on the radio or when they offer testimony before Congress. They want to pretend as if this is a secret. Of course, everybody knows what's going on. This is not something that is by any means concealed from the public. The public's choosing to ignore it, unfortunately, but it's something that is well advertised. And this goes all the way down to the level of nominally local police departments as well. There's an example from the state of Mississippi just within the last couple of months after one of the activist groups promoting Freedom of Information Act and Transparency Activism had released a detailed database showing where the FAA had granted clearance for domestic use of drones in this country. It was revealed that this police department in Mississippi had actually received a couple of drones to police a town that I think is probably maybe twice the size of Payette, Idaho, where I reside. Payette's about 7,000 or 8,000 people. You're talking a town of maybe 20,000 people, perhaps a little bit more than that. They obviously don't need drones. But these were provided to that city's police department as part of a block grant that the state had received from the federal government, from the Pentagon, Department of Homeland Security as well. And it was something that trickled all the way down to this local police department. A couple of years ago, the police chief had actually denied that they had received the drones. At the time, the drones were on order, and they were coming. And after this was made public by this activist group, the police chief was asked why it was that the public had this information been withheld from the public. And what he said, well, we wanted to make sure that that information didn't end up in the hands of the bad guys. Well, who would be the bad guys exactly? What population does that expression describe? Well, it describes the public. I mean, that's a matter of simple reverse engineering of the statement. If you deny access to the public, the knowledge of this drone technology that's supposedly there to protect them, then you're assuming that the public is an undifferentiated pool of bad guys or potential bad guys. In other words, they're looking at the public here as the enemy, as an adversary. And that's a military mindset, but it has something of the same flavor of this code of silence, but it's not a code of silence when the government does it. It's basically a code of deniability. If you perpetuate this official fiction that people don't know about something, then ultimately people can deny that they knew, and so they can evade accountability for this. That's a little bit different situation that prevails in the mafia, which for all of its plentiful evil falls far short of the standard of evil set by any government agency that involved in acts of officially sanctioned violence. This mob hitman, Kevin Weeks, I mentioned before that he had tried to kill Howie Carr, and he'd been set to kill Howie Carr, and he couldn't pull the trigger because, as he put it, I couldn't take a chance of the bullet fragmenting and ricocheting or hitting the girl or just killing her father in front of her. And that, of course, is the shot that Mon Horiuchi didn't scruple to take. He was somebody who was perfectly capable of pulling the trigger and blowing the head off of an unarmed woman who was nursing a child, or not nursing a child at the time, but had a nursing baby in her arm.
Now, of course, what you're doing is drawing an analogy between the FBI assassin and the mafia assassin, but at least the mafia assassin had a certain sense of morality.
And you know what?
The army fellow, the department fellow who worked for the FBI, did not. His name was Lon Horiuchi. Now, apparently, they put him into a witness protection team. He's living in secrecy now. Why? Because there is so much public indignation about this murderer. He is a murderer. And he can say, well, I was just carrying out orders. That's all I was doing, carrying out orders. And that was what the Nazis used. You know, at Nuremberg, that was their defense. We were just carrying out orders. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the military, if you are in the police, and you kill somebody because you're told to, why, you have no justification for it at all. You have a perfect right to say, I will not obey that order. I will go to prison, but I will not kill somebody just because I'm told to kill them, because I'm told they're a bad guy. And if you don't know they're a bad guy, and your life is not endangered, why you become a murderer, which was Lon Horiuchi is, and I hope he's listening to our program tonight.
I do as well.
I will tell you one of the things that really disturbs me, and that is the fact that in Afghanistan today, more of our soldiers die by suicide, by their own hand, than die because of the enemy. Why? Because they know what they're doing is wrong. Go ahead.
Exactly. That's the logical consummation of destroying the individual sense of morality, is that you eventually destroy the individual. You know, we were not designed to do what the government is requiring these people to do. It's bad enough, from what I understand, God willing, I'll never know firsthand, it's bad enough when somebody kills as a matter of moral necessity to defend himself or to defend an innocent person for whom he's given responsibility. But when you do it because it's something that you are being told to do, and there's no moral rationale for doing it, and it's pretty clear that what you're doing is simple homicide, criminal homicide, if this remains unpunished, your conscience will punish you. That's why we're given a conscience. Anybody has ever read Fyodor Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment, which is an extended study of that psychology, of what happens to the soul of somebody who commits a murder. Dostoevsky, having been a member of the Revolutionary Underground in Russia, he'd been associated, I believe, with Young Russia and with the Nihilists. At one point, as he told it, he was literally at the point of being put up in front of a gibbet and put to death by firing squad before the commutation order came through. He used his literature in order to expose that mindset, whether you're talking about Crime and Punishment or The Devils, which is known by a couple of different titles, which is the novel that gives us that wonderful expression, the fire is in the minds of men, not in the buildings. You know, the idea of the revolutionary faith being like a fire that propagates itself. But these people do have a conscience, and that conscience was not eradicated. It was suppressed. It was ignored. They were taught to ignore the conscience, but it will assert itself. In the case of Kevin Weeks, it asserted itself at a rather unfortunate time, because no doubt before he had done this, he'd not had any compunctions about killing people on the orders from his mob superiors, but he couldn't do this one thing. There was a vestigial sense of Christian morality that you found in him, that you find in other mafiosi. But people who have plighted their troth to the godless and idolatrous almighty state are often able to convince themselves that they're doing something that is justified as a matter of historic necessity or on the basis of some kind of ideological abstraction. The problem is their conscience is still there, and the conscience has its claim. And it will eventually lead the individual to destroy himself or to seek absolution for what he has done. If you don't reach out and accept the gift of grace, which is sufficient, I think, to cure the soul of somebody who has committed a crime of that sort. I happen to believe in the absolute nature of grace, And I believe that the promises of salvation, redemption that are extended to us as a matter of grace apply to people who've even committed sins and crimes of that kind. But if you don't accept grace, of course, you're left to stew in your own sin nature until you eventually destroy yourself. God, for whatever reason, has allowed us to make those choices. I don't know. That's not my job. Praise God, that's his job, not mine. There's another illustration here of this contrast, Dr. Stan, that's really striking. Way back in the 1960s, there was an event that Carr was aware of involving a hitman named Joe Barboza, who was employed by Raymond Patriarca, who had been the mob boss in Boston prior to the advent of Whitey Bulger. And he suggested that it would be possible to conduct a hit on somebody who'd become an irritant to Patriarca. He suggested, first of all, that he was going to break into the basement of this man's house and pour gasoline in the basement and arrange to torch the place with the targeted man inside. And so he'd either die from the fire and smoke inhalation, or Barboza would assume a sniper's position and pick him off as he was climbing out the window. And he'd actually, as Kevin Weeks recounted this, actually Howie Carr recounted the story, Barboza had worked out a plan for every contingency. He would bring in three shooters with him to watch each side of the house. They would cut the telephone lines to the houses so that the victim couldn't call the fire department. And in case one of the neighbors called, before setting the house on fire, Barboza planned to phone in false alarms across the city to tie up every fire company. Now, Raymond Patriarca, bear in mind, was a mob boss. He wasn't keen on this plan because of the potential harm to non-combatants. He asked Barboza if anyone else lived in the targeted hoodlum's house, and Barboza mentioned the victim's mother. Patriarca asked, "You're going to kill his mother too?" And then Barboza replied, "It ain't my fault. She lives there." Patriarca, who had put out the contract, canceled it. He was not going to be part of a plan that involved the potential death of somebody who was an innocent bystander. In other words, Raymond Patriarca is morally superior to Lon Horiucci. This guy was a mob boss, but he wouldn't have killed a mother holding a nursing infant. He most certainly, on the same construction we can assume, would not have directed a drone to attack an entire block of homes in Yemen or Pakistan, or to attack a wedding party because a suspected militant resided there. He wouldn't have been party to the Holocaust at Waco, which followed uncannily the same model that was described by Barboza, where they cut off access to emergency vehicles, they cut off lines of communication, and then they immolated those people and then shot the people who were fleeing the burning church. And this is just such a striking contrast here.
William, I'm going to have to interrupt you there because I want you to get out your telephone number. I want you to tell people how to get in touch. You don't have to put out your telephone number, but tell them how they get in touch with Sydney Republic magazine, and then how they can get read your publications, and then how they can get to your PayPal button. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. My blog is called Pro Libertate, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com is the URL for Pro Libertate. Or just go to Google, type in Pro Libertate, and my last name, Greg, that should be the first return. As you mentioned, Dr. Stan, there is a PayPal button at the end of every essay. I really appreciate what you and others have done in order to help provide for me and my family by way of contributions by the PayPal avenue, something I really appreciate. RepublicMagazine.com is the website for Republic Magazine, RepublicMagazine.com. People can sign up for a free newsletter with links to articles. We post dozens of articles every week, as well as videos and links to podcasts and other audio and visual presentations. If you go to Republic Magazine, you can find a link to Survivalist Magazine, which I also help to edit. Complete Survivalist or Survivalist.com will take you to Survivalist Magazine that gives practical advice for people who are trying to prepare physically, emotionally, and financially for what is unfolding before us.
And I hope spiritually as well. And
yes.
Certainly I encourage you to, if you're in a position to help William, and certainly he's doing a great job. He's certainly one of the finest philosophers we have for the conservative cause, one of the few people who's read a lot more books than I have. And so you could also, of course, read his contribution to Radio Liberty when you subscribe to the Radio Liberty family of supporters.
many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly what a sad, sad commentary we face today. But unfortunately, why we are a nation that's turned our back on God. And of course, we know who it was who took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. You'll never hear this discussed in religious circles. We'll never hear them really telling you about the occult organizations, the part that Masonry played in controlling the United States Supreme Court, certainly from 1941 to 1971. The Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 for a period of 30 years, and during that time they took God and prayer out of our schools. And why don't our ministers tell the public that? Well, most of them don't know. But those who do are certainly not going to speak out, because if you are in the ministry today and you speak out against Masonry, they will target you and they will ruin your career. And certainly so many ministers have far more fear of Masons than they do of God, that of course the public is kept in the dark about so many issues. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. You need to get my talk on the population control, the covert agenda. You need to get my talk on the case for a satanic conspiracy. That's one of our most recent talks. The case for a satanic conspiracy, and my DVD, Dangerous Deception. dangerous deception, because this is the, where you'll actually see my interview with Norman Dodd when I was a young man, and he was still living, and I love Norman Dodd. He was the great champion of righteousness. He had headed the Congressional Committee, at least the research division of the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations. And what did he find they were doing? They were encouraging Marxism and communism and socialism. That is what our great tax exempt foundations were doing. Now, of course, at the time, neither Norman Dodd or I really understood what we have subsequently learned, and that is that so many of our great tax exempt foundations and our great fortunes are founded in people who've turned to the occult. And until you understand, of course, these relationships to the occult beliefs, nothing makes sense. And once you understand it, it all begins to make sense. And your job is, of course, to get the information to help us get it out across America that we're involved in a spiritual battle that is being fought on political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle, and there really are demonic forces out there, and we're going to have to pray for God's help and support. We have a moral obligation, though, to speak out on these issues. And, of course, if you go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and you read our newsletters, and you listen to our radio programs, many of which are archived there, and you certainly watch our television programs that are listed there. And we have another section on other DVDs around the web or other videos around the web. We have a whole section simply on occult emblems. The occult emblems you see every day and you don't recognize because they're hidden in plain sight. When you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, a great deal of great information there. There's another excellent little a caption there. It's on the front page. It's certainly down below where our banners are. It's called Responsibility for Vaccinations. Pull it down. Make copies of it. Hand it out. And if somebody wants to vaccinate you or your child, just have them sign that to accept full responsibility for any damage from vaccination. You'll be amazed how few people really believe in vaccinations enough to be willing to sign that form. That's on our homepage. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We hope that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you can't, then please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection. Till Monday, may the Lord be with you. From the mind.